I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 972, Recite Our Beliefs. I almost said the C word. I almost said recite our creed, but I know some of you all have a knee-jerk reaction against creeds. To you, it sounds Catholic, and maybe you're not Catholic, or it sounds high church, and you don't want to be high church. But to others, creed sounds legalistic or not biblical. But here's the truth. We all have a creed because it just means believe. And since we have a series of beliefs, why not make it a good one, an ancient one, a historical one, a true one, and one that motivates us to love? This podcast, T2G, is called T2G because Jesus said of all the commandments, there's only two that really matter, two that are augmented and illustrated by all the rest, and that is to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. I come from a church background that isn't very creedal. In fact, we have a statement against creeds. It goes like this: no creed but Christ, no book but the Bible. Now, it sounds good on the surface, doesn't it? But here's the problem. Every denomination can say that. We just go by the Bible. What we believe just comes right out of the Bible. It's just about Jesus. They all read the same Bible, but the creeds that they come up with, and that is what they believe from the Bible, isn't the same. If it was, there would be no need in denominations. And yet, there are core ancient foundational truths or beliefs that all Christians can unite around instead of divide over. They're the rallying points around which the church has gathered for 2,000 years. We see them in creeds like the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed. And there are many, 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 many congregations that recite one of those out loud in worship every week as a way of uniting them to each other and identifying with their common purpose. N.T. Wright said, "When we recite the creed, we affirm that we are renewed as this people, the people who live within this great story, the people who are identified precisely as people of this story, rather than a people of one of the many other stories that claim for attention around us." And then James K.A. Smith wrote in his book, Desiring the Kingdom, "In reciting the creed each week, we rehearse the skeletal structure of the story in which we find our identity." Podcast family, we can do that with the ancient creeds like the Nicene Creed or the Apostles' Creed, but we also do it in song. Rich Mullins has a song titled The Creed, and we sing songs like This I Believe by Hillsong. And when we do, I get chills in church. As I sing it with the family of God, I sing it loud because we believe this. This is who we are. It says, "Our Father everlasting, the all-creating one, God Almighty, through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again, for I believe in the name of Jesus. Our judge and our defender suffered and crucified. Forgiveness is in you. Descended into darkness, you rose in glorious life, forever seated high. I believe in life eternal. I believe in the Virgin's birth. I believe in the saints' communion and in your holy church. For I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name of Jesus." Here's the great question. Would you feel comfortable saying a creed publicly, weekly? Why or why not? Well, we've got to use the Apostles' Creed as our prayer today. And I hope it will unify us to all believers everywhere for all time, all around the world. Let's pray. God, we believe in you, God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again and ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of you, God, the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the universal church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 973. And in the meantime, People can unite for hate, or we can unite for love. There's power in reminding ourselves, individually and collectively, what we believe, and let that be a motive for love.